The Sphinx by Edgar Allan Poe, adapted and performed by Daniel, Max, Addy, and Zaire.
During the time of the cholera epidemic, a man goes to visit his cousin, who lives on the Hudson River.
One day, the man is sitting in his cousin's library reading, when he suddenly sees a gigantic creature climbing down a hill.
What is that?
It has two pairs of wings, and it is covered in metal scales. It has a picture of a death's head on it, outlined in white.
The man thought it was a magnificently terrifying beast. The man fainted.
He thinks the creature is an omen of his death.
The next night, the man sees the creature again. This time, his cousin is there.
Ah!
What is it?
I saw the beast again.
He explained its appearance. His cousin lets out a small chuckle and pulls out a book on natural history.
Ah, here it is.
He opens to the page on the death-headed sphinx and reads it aloud.
The death-headed sphinx has four membranous wings covered with little colored scales. It scares people by letting out a melancholy cry.
The death-headed sphinx was nothing but a tiny moth, and the man felt foolish for being afraid of such a miniature insect.